Hello, Internet friend. Today, do the Palestinians own one of the largest natural gas fields in the world? I'm David Revell, and this is ValueSide. Page 1. The Curious Case of the Gaza Pier. The construction of the Gaza Pier is ranked as one of the strangest moves ever for an administration not known for its rational actions. The cost alone of this pier is staggering. An estimated $320 million will be spent on constructing this floating complex anchored about 3 miles offshore of northern Gaza. Now, the logistics involved in unloading each of the aid ships is incredible. Ann Wright, a 29-year veteran of the Army, points out in Zero Hedge that it will take 2,000 truckloads to bring all the foods and supply from one large ship ashore. Others have estimated that over 1,000 Marines will be on that pier to assure its safety. It's an incredible effort by the American military, especially considering that the alternative would be to simply open the southern gates of Rafah, the Philadelphia corridor, and let the waiting aid trucks in. But unfortunately, the Israelis won't permit this, and President Biden hasn't insisted. Now, to all the world, this episode is yet another blunder in American foreign policy. It's a case where the U.S. spends unlimited sums of money to create a solution to an issue that could be easily solved much more simply and inexpensively. But what if there's something much more sinister in all this? What if the Biden administration, along with the Netanyahu government, are implementing a plan that, if completed, would revolutionize the economy of Israel? Here's a story of how Israel, with the support of the United States, is likely moving to exploit one of the world's most significant natural gas reserves. It all began in 1995, when then-President Bill Clinton presided over the Oslo Accords, a series of agreements designed to bring peace between Israel and the Palestinians. The meeting took place over 2 years to hammer out the final deal. Yitzhak Rabin represented the government of Israel, Yasser Arafat representing the Palestinians. While the full scope of the agreement is beyond today's discussion, the one dimension that is essential to note in the Oslo Accords provided that the Palestinians would control the waters offshore of Gaza. I'm sure that few thought it then, at the time, that this provision would loom so large in these two nations' future. International law and maritime conventions generally allow countries to control their local waters. Just 4 years after the Accords, the full impact of this provision, however, was realized when British Gas Trading Limited began exploration in the Gaza waters. British Gas is one of Britain's largest natural gas companies, and soon they discovered one of the most important fields in their history. By BG's estimate, just 22 miles offshore from Gaza lie at least 1 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. It was a staggering discovery that promised to enrich the Palestinian people who owned the field. BG drilled its first 2 wells in 2000 under an agreement with the Palestinian Authority. Everything seemed to be in order, and full-time production should begin shortly. Unfortunately, like many events in Gaza, little goes as planned. While BG pushed forward with the feasibility studies and development plans for the Gaza Marine Field, in 2007, the Palestinians held their elections, and at that election they elected Hamas. Declaring Hamas to be a terrorist organization, Israel set up a naval blockade around Palestine and thereby canceled any further plans by British Gas. Seeing little chance to develop the field, BG sold its interest to Royal Dutch Shell for $52 million in 2016. It was a major financial loss for British Gas. Shell then attempted negotiations in hope of developing this field. But still, Israel's opposition was overwhelming. So Shell pulled out 2 years later, realizing a multi-million dollar investment was a complete loss. However, during those 2 years, the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development estimated that the Gaza Marine Field was much larger than they had supposed. They indicated that the field could provide the Palestinians with $4.5 billion in revenue, a sum that would change the destiny of that beleaguered people. Page 2. Israel remains implacable. That was until 2022, when saboteurs destroyed the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. That event began a worldwide search for alternative power for Europe. The Gaza Marine Field was a natural at the end of the eastern part of the Mediterranean. In fact, the Biden administration, along with President Abdel El-Sisi of Egypt, had been pushing Israel for some time to permit drilling in the Gaza field. Now, things went into overdrive. By June of 2023, a thaw emerged in President Netanyahu's long-standing opposition to developing the Gaza Marine Field. The Times of Israel put it this way, quote, a statement from the Prime Minister's office declared that as part of the, quote, framework of existing efforts between Israel, Egypt, and Palestinian Authority, the government is moving forward with development of Gaza Marine gas field off the coast of Gaza. Now let's connect some dots. A picture is beginning to emerge at this point that Israel may desire to develop the Gaza Marine field itself. Further, that the United States may be aware of this and in a position to aid Israel. Page 3. Let's take our story a step further. At almost the same time as President Netanyahu announces a desire to develop the Gaza Marine field, The Intercept reports that the U.S. begins developing a new $35 million troop facility in the Negev, just 20 miles inland from Gaza. Is this related to the development of the gas field? I'm not sure, but it may be just an odd coincidence, but it is something that we should note. Is the U.S. setting up to protect the Gaza Marine field? Then, on October 7, 2023, there was the horrific slaughter of innocent concertgoers, and once again, everything changed. Any joint development of the Gaza Marine field was off. Or is it? Is a major marine logistics center being constructed nearby? And is the beginning as the humanitarian aid station could be transformed into a support system for developing gas drilling just a few miles south of its current location? This is that marine-based pier that the U.S. is constructing. On board this pier would be U.S. Marines to protect and provide capacity to support such an operation. All that would be needed to complete the marine field would be to tow a drilling rig on site. Admittedly, this is all speculation. However, it would explain the outside cost of the current operation. It would also solve two of President Biden's most pressing re-election issues, helping solve the European energy crisis and restoring the strained relationships between his administration and Israel. Whatever the case, we can be assured that there's much more to this curious story of an American-built pier and the nearby Gaza Marine gas field. And that's today's ValueSide. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.